One of the most misunderstood words floating around in the art world is probably modern. Lots of people think it's interchangeable with contemporary, and in some fields not pertaining to art, that might be accurate. But in terms of art, it means something very precise and doesn't mean contemporary at all, at least not today. In art, the word modern describes something that reflects the attitudes and assumptions of modernism, an intellectual movement that emerged in Europe around the 1880s. It was a way of looking at the world, and it was an intense reaction against the dominant mindset of the day, which was called Victorian. Part of the Victorian way of seeing the world was through the lens of history, on which the Victorian mind put a high premium. They loved history and believed that to know something thoroughly, you first had to understand the deep historical context of it. Their history books, and even more, their biographies that they were crazy about, ran to many volumes. This influenced their art as well. In Victorian literature and art, writes cultural historian Norman Cantor, the conscious concern was with telling a story. Narrative is paramount over other considerations. Well, what that basically means is that a viewer could look at a painting and easily understand what was happening in it by making up a little story about it. The meaning of the work of art was right there on the surface for all to see. But as industrialization and urbanization started changing society, some people began looking for new ways to think about life apart from the rigid structures of Victorianism. One thing they tossed overboard, along with rigid ethical standards, was the conviction that history somehow had a legitimate claim on the present, that we needed yesterday to make sense of things today. For modernists, history was useless except as something to rebel against. So the reason that modern art looks like it doesn't even try to tell a story is because it doesn't. Some of the artists of the 1890s, especially a group living and working in Vienna, were called secessionists, a good description of their attitude toward the status quo. One of their slogans was, "To the time, it's art, and to art, it's freedom." That freedom was construed as, more than anything else, a freedom from the past, from tradition, from style, from customs, ultimately from history itself. The attitude was embodied in modernist poet Ezra Pound's heartfelt cry to his fellow artists to make it new. Since the decline of modernism in the middle of the 20th century, modern art declined too. That's why we hear the term postmodern so much today. It doesn't mean post-contemporary, it means after modernism. Once people begin to look at it that way, they may not like the art that the modernists created any more than they do, but at least they can begin to understand why it looks like it does.